It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
216-474-0092. Would you rather just not draft a quarterback, or would you rather just draft a guy you like better late? Would you rather just do that? Because Liva put out this poll, and I'm going, really? Like, I like Will Howard. And a lot of people are just like, eh, just draft Will Howard in the second round and draft Abdul Carter and move on. Move on with your lives. And I think it does have a lot to do with, you know, Lima, you're saying you talk to people over the weekend and how they're, eh, they don't know if they're going to go to games this year. And it's kind of this weird feeling. They're not that excited about any of the possibilities at QB. They're not excited that they've held on to people. They're not excited just about anything that they're hearing about when it comes to the Cleveland Browns. And I'm thinking, yeah. Because if they're seeing that the general manager and head coach have time, I think a lot of fans are actually saying, I have time too. I don't need to emotionally involve myself, even though I think eventually Sundays at 1 o'clock they'll kick off. And at least for a while we'll emotionally involve ourselves. We'll see how long that lasts, like we saw how long it lasted last year. But eventually they'll kick off and they might get involved emotionally then. But as of right now, no. If you have time, so do they. And I think it's very much you got to prove it to me type of feeling for a lot of people. And the arguments, the drama that's around Shedeur Sanders and drafting him, none of it I feel is, very little of it is his fault, if any. The drama that might be around Cam Ward, but you really don't think you're going to get a chance. I mean, Andrew Berry said as much in that press conference at the league meetings. Mary Kay Cabot had a clip of that. I think a lot of folks are just like, yeah, you know what? I don't really like the QB options. Don't like hearing about Kirk Cousins. And maybe I'd rather just draft the QB later. I think a lot of people are off that
boat. Crazy thing about that poll, and it just kind of came out of nowhere on Friday, and I could not believe how it was basically running neck and neck, 50-50 the entire time, whether to take Howard in the second round or Shedeur, number two overall. And what was really interesting to me about it was that not only in taking Howard in the second round, not only do you lose a year of control, right? That's the whole part of taking a quarterback in the first round, is that you get a full another year in control. It was that you're totally overdrafting Howard.
Yeah.
Because you can't find anywhere where Howard should be the 33rd overall pick in the draft. So that's how much that half the fan base,
well, you said second
did
round,
not I want Shedeur Sanders at number two. I wondered if it spoke more to how much they didn't want Sanders as opposed to how much they did want Howard.
I think that some of it you're right about, because I think they don't want to be left holding the bag. I think if you were to ask a lot of people, do you think that the front office is going to be back next year, I think that the majority would say no. And I think that a lot of fans don't want to be left holding the bag for a quarterback. And that puts Shedeur Sanders in a disadvantage emotionally with the fan base out there. 216-474-0092. If you think I'm wrong, please tell me. Because I think a lot of people, if I'm reading this right, and I'm hearing it from you, then I'm thinking, hey, man, they're just not that enthused about the options that are out there, about Kirk Cousins. I think it's interesting that Kirk Cousins shows up in Cleveland, Ohio, out of nowhere on a Thursday afternoon. I thought that that was something to see. Whatever reasons people found, I'm not sure of them. There's some that seem to make more sense than others. But I think a lot of people just go, hey, you know what? Let me take a nice Jackson Dart later, a nice Will Howard later. Because I think they feel, if it doesn't work out, they don't have to invest time in them. Like, you took DeShone Kizer in the second round. And I was against it. Not even about him. I just felt you'd start him too soon. He was on a bad football team. He'd never get a true shot. Not about him personally. I liked him personally. I don't think it's the same this time around. But I do feel a lot of people are like, hey, you know what? If you take a guy, I don't have to give him more than 1 year. If he works, he works. If not, no big deal. And we can go out and draft a guy next year with probably people that they believe more in because they'll be new. And with a quarterback class that they feel more secure about. And I think that that's changed. As we get closer to it and it gets closer to, hey, you're going to have to make a decision here. April starts tomorrow. I think a lot more people are just thinking, you know what? I'm just going to go away from this and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to draft a nice safe player, quote unquote, and we'll move on down the line. And if you are taking guys to save your jobs, that's going to be a problem because a lot of people didn't ask for this stuff. They didn't ask for all the rigmarole that happened 3 years ago. They didn't ask for all the tug and pull about all the problems that they might have at the quarterback position, firing coaches and bringing in other coaches. They didn't ask for that. And so until you actually get it figured out, hey, they're going to emotionally separate themselves from it.
And so Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So they're not going to make a big passionate argument for Shedeur Sanders. And if you do take Shedeur Sanders, it will be exciting the day of the draft. I think a lot of people are going to have a very bad feeling in the bottom pit of their stomach that they're not going to want to say. Because if he's not good, then you have to have the argument of, do we have to take a guy next year? Do we move on from this guy already? I can name Josh Rosen all over the place I want you to, but I don't think you're going to have the same type of results that they had with Josh Rosen over there in Arizona. So you don't want to double down. Take a quarterback that might be decent, but isn't going to be the same type of QB that's going to come out in the 2026 draft. At least that's how people perceive it. 216-474-0092. Let me get to Aaron at Fairview Park. You're next up on the fan. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. How are we doing?
Not bad, Aaron. Go right on ahead.
So, I mean, we're talking about first-round quarterbacks, you know, in the Browns draft. In my opinion, I think we should probably focus more on the line, you know, in the defense, you know, maybe pick up Abdul Carter in the first. I mean, Tom Brady was picked 199th in the sixth round. And look who Tom Brady was for 23 seasons.
Well, I can give you Tom Brady, but I would imagine ever since Tom Brady was picked in 1999, there have been literally hundreds of guys you have never heard of again who have been taken in the sixth round. I don't think Tom Brady's a good example, Aaron.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm just kind of putting a point of the matter. Like, I don't think we should focus on first-round quarterbacks, especially this year, you know, with the draft class that we have. Maybe, you know, like I said, you know, take a late-round quarterback and then focus more, like you guys said, on next year's draft class.
What would Aaron, I'm just curious. This is not the strategic way to go about things, but just as a fan, what would taking Shador number two overall, would that totally have you out on the Browns, or would it at least get you a little bit excited just because it's something new?
It would give me probably the same hope I had when Deshaun Watson came to Cleveland. I'll be quite honest. You know, I'm kind of like not holding my breath. I'm coming with slim hopes.
I can't fault Aaron for his honesty. I think that's where a lot of people are. Like, I'm not, Aaron, thank you for the call. I'm not looking for.
I was thrilled when they got Watson. No, that wasn't the problem at that point. Well, you didn't think he was a bad football player. You thought he was a great quarterback, didn't you?
No, I didn't know if he was going to be able to return to form.
But you thought what you had seen out of Deshaun Watson was a great football player.
What I had seen, so you but thought I didn't know he was going to be able to return to it.
Yeah, that's amazing. This is unprecedented, what happened to Watson. I mean, it would never happen for a guy that wasn't injured. Remember, Carson Wentz had back surgery, so that's why he fell off a cliff. So I thought most of Cleveland thought they were at least getting a good football player, a really good football player.
And then they didn't, and there was everything else that came with it. And there was everything else that happened with the other guy who ended up playing pretty well.
The only reason people were willing to stomach Deshaun is because they thought they were getting a really good quarterback.
Of course. Of course. Yes, they thought he was going to be a good quarterback. But I think from that to this, and they don't – when these things don't work, you usually get a fresh start. People usually get let go, and you bring in new people, and you move on with the new people. This is different. This is different. They're still in charge. The people are the same. And I think that they've lost that trust. So, like, if Andrew Berry was in year one and he was sticking out his chest and thinking, I'm taking Shador Sanders, a lot of people will be with you. A lot of people will be with you. But you're in year six. And after all this that has happened, not just that you traded for Watson, not just that Baker Mayfield's gone and has played pretty well since he's been gone. Well, especially over the last couple of years, at least, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, since he's played pretty well. That's lost a lot of trust with the fan base out there. And so you have plenty of guys like Aaron who want to line up and go, no. This is your mistake, not ours. I'll go ahead and wait. Because, again, every time I'm arguing about Shador Sanders, I'm arguing about character. I'm talking myself into him instead of talking myself out of him. And I am fully ready to admit to everybody, that's not the right way to go about this. That's not the right way to go about it. I'm talking myself into things that I don't know are going to really work out. I don't have a lot of confidence are going to work out the way we want it. That's scary to me. Because then I'm advocating for something. If I know that it's not going to work out, why am I advocating for it? Because I know that this is the only way out? Okay, this is their only way out. I'll be here. You'll be here. Aaron in Fairview Park and Owen and Avon Lake, they'll be here. So why am I in any sort of a hurry at all? I think it's the way a lot of fans feel out there. And I have to respect it. Because I hear Jonathan giving great arguments about Shador Sanders. God bless him. I'm hearing that. I'm going, man, when it comes to him as a football player, there's things I like. Do I like him enough to take him now and not think about anybody else over the next couple of years and hand this franchise over to him? John Dorsey Day is tomorrow. I have to make that decision by tomorrow. And right now, I'm still on the fence.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom.
Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.